Well, it's exactly 9 months to the day since the execution of the Bali Nine heroin smugglers, Andrew Chan and Myuran Sukumaran, one of the major stories of the past year. Their deaths occurred despite the Australian government and the public's protests. Pastor Christy Buckingham was one of the last people to speak to Andrew Chan and Myuran Sukumaran. She stayed with them right up until their final moments. Christy is my guest this morning for our series on the newsmakers of 2015. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Sarah.
Christy, both the Australian government and the Australian public protested, lobbied, held midnight vigils to try and prevent the executions from happening. You've had a few months to reflect on this now. What did that event change?
I think, Sarah, overall, in conversation with members of the public and with other government officials in different countries as well, the issue that has continually arisen is the fact or the consideration, is there ever room for people to have a second chance? Is there ever a place where someone can be fully rehabilitated? And in the case of Andrew and Myuran, we were not asking for them to be freed. We were simply asking for them not to be executed. It seemed to be, and it still is, such an incredible waste to consider two young lives in their prime just to be, you know, to be killed.
It's been several months since their passing. Do you worry that the world has moved on? There was such focus, and then inevitably other things happened.
Yes, look, in some places the world, and that's the nature of life, isn't it? I mean, a story changes the next day. However, the conversation continues, and they're definitely among abolitionists. There is certainly, their lives have not been taken in vain. There's certainly been an urgency. It's certainly opened the conversation to young Australians and young people, actually, internationally. I've been speaking with people across the globe, and certainly the conversation of in 2015, in the age of digital expertise, the age of the bionic eye, do we still need to kill people to prove a point, or to try and prove a point, when in actual fact the research shows that this is not a deterrent?
And indeed, during Myuran Sukumaran's last moments, he asked you to continue to speak out about the death penalty. How have you done this?
Well, in the early days, after they were executed, clearly I spoke to everyone and anyone that wanted to hear about the death penalty, not so much about their executions, but about the death penalty and the barbaric, draconian method of so-called punishment that it is. I've also been involved in social media. I've been involved on panels, talking to people, talking to individuals. I have had individuals from all around Australia, from every walk of life, wanting to discuss, this issue. And recently I've been trying to regroup again. Fortunately, the gentleman who led the charge, so to speak, Julian McMahon, the lawyer for the Chans and Sukumarans, he has now taken over the leadership of Reprieve Australia, which is the anti-death penalty organisation. And we're looking forward to seeing what that will unveil in the future. He's a very passionate man, a very thinking man, and he's got a great team of people around him. And I believe that as we continue to speak both to just the general public and to politicians about this, that there will become more awareness. Certainly, I have never seen anything like the tide turning in a nation. And in fact, I was in England recently and speaking with Lord MacDonald, who is the president of Reprieve there, and he said he's never seen anything like a nation actually start to consider something the way that Australia did, because it went from they did the usual horrible statement. They did the crime. They should pay the time, and well, that's what we were asking, that they would pay time. To can we please give them a second chance?
And with this year coming to a close, as we move further away from the execution date, what conversations would you like to see take place next year in Australia arising from this?
Certainly, we need to be considering as a nation just the abhorrence, not just the acceptance of other countries and the death penalty, them choosing to use the death penalty, but we need to be firm. And certainly we had anticipated a neighbourly response from Indonesia on this, especially taking into consideration the assistance, the continual assistance that we have given to them and continue to give to them. So we certainly would be hoping that Indonesia would continue with their unofficial moratorium at the moment. And we would certainly be, I know that our Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, has said that it certainly is on her agenda, both the issues of violence against women and the death penalty internationally, to bring this to an end, especially in this area.
But just briefly, in terms of domestic politics, is the Australian justice system perfect, or are there lessons that we can learn here in Australia from the executions of Andrew Chan and Myuran Sukumaran?
Absolutely. Lessons in relation to, the most heart-wrenching issue was that Indonesia actually had done an incredible job at allowing these boys and assisting these boys to be rehabilitated. They allowed them to run, take leadership of projects inside the prison, and to therefore not just rehabilitate themselves, but to be leaders of reform and rehabilitation. And in conversations with people in Australia in relation to prisons here, I think as a nation, we need to consider, what are prisons for? And is it simply a punitive
Pastor Buckingham, I'm so sorry. It's time for the news. We'll have to leave it there.